And it is His love that will carry us through every situation, every high, every low, every heartache. It is the Lord's love that will carry us through, because His love is unchanging. It stays the same from generation to generation. So let's just allow that love to become a reality in our hearts, in our midst right now. Let's let every other inhibition, every other care, every other worry, let it fade away in the light and the love of the Lord. And let's let His light, His goodness permeate through our hearts, through our minds, through our bodies. And let this become a time of transformation, of reformation, of renewal in each of our hearts. And because the Lord is going to do this in our midst today, let's just lift up a throne of praise and let's praise worship this God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Praise you,
you
Jesus.
Are great,
thank
O God.
You,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We exalt your holy name, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. We adore you. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Your love, O Lord. Your love, Jesus.
We welcome you, Lord. We glorify you. We praise you. You are alive. You are reigning in this place. You reign over our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your perfect love, Lord. Casting out all fear. Casting out all shame. We glorify you. We thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away. Your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes. I know I still make mistakes. You have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails. Let's sing it together. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away.
Nothing can separate.
No, I still make mistakes.
I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day.
Your love never fails. You stay the same. Let's sing it out. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in love, never fails. Your love never fails. So let's sing it from the beginning. Nothing can separate. Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, yeah. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails.
You still can separate,
yeah.
Even if I ran away,
your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes. Let's raise our hands to the heavens and sing it out. You stay the same through the ages. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rain, I don't have to be afraid.
Because I know that you love me.
You stay the same through the ages.
You stay the same through the ages.
Your
love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the
and
morning.
And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid.
And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Your love never fails.
Let's raise our hands. Let's raise our voices and declare a throne of praise to our God. His love never changes. His love never fails. His perfect love casting out every fear in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's raise our voices. Let's raise our hands. Let's build a throne of praise to our King, to the lover of our souls, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let the praise arise. Let the King of glory enter in. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. For my good, Jesus, you make all things work together for my good. Sing it out. Jesus, you make all things work together for my good. We have the freedom. Let's raise our hands and sing it together.
All things work together for my
everything,
good.
Everything. Let's lift it up.
Jesus, you make all things work together for my good.
Let's believe it. From beginning to the end.
Jesus, you make all things work together for
in our nation, in our country, you make.
Jesus, you make all things work together for my good. Jesus, you make all things work together for my good.
Sing it out. Jesus, you make all things.
Jesus, you make all things work together for my good.
Jesus,
Jesus, you make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages.
Your love
never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't have to be afraid.
Because
I know that you love me.
You stay the same. Sing it out.
You stay the same through the ages.
Your
love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid.
Because
I know that you love me.
Your
love never fails. Ah, your love never fails. Your love never fails.
For the power of your love, Lord, moving every mountain, moving every ocean. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Eri Allah bashakara bakara 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 bakara. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You make all things work together for our good. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 46, 1 verse 1 says, the Lord is my refuge and ever-present help in times of trouble. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is my refuge and ever-present help in times of trouble. That is who He is. He will never change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His words will never pass away. He is a refuge. Even when the economy is collapsing, even when times are tough, He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So today, don't waste time telling God how big your problem is, but start worshiping God. Start praising God. Let Him deal with your problem. Because we will deal with our God. For our God, nothing is impossible. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So Psalm 46 verse 10 says, so I will be still and know that He is God. Praise the Lord. He is nothing less. He is nothing against that. That is who He is. So I can be still and know He is God. He will be, I will be exalted over the nations. That is who He is. No matter how dark the storm is, He will be exalted. So this evening, shall we forget about everyone else? Let's build a throne of praise. We are going to sing, He reigns above it all. That's where He dwells. He dwells over the earth. He's our Father in heaven. He's in control. He's in charge. And when He is in watch, we can be still and know that He is God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So right now, let's raise our hands to our God. Just like a child raises his hands, opens his arms to the Father to carry, let's raise our hands to our God. God is my refuge and ever-present help in times of trouble. I will be still and know that You are God. And this evening, that He is who He is. And right now, because it's becoming real, because the atmosphere is changing, because the seasons are shifting into the glory of God, shall we forget about who's next to us? Let's give a mighty round of applause to the Lord and lift up a throne of praise to our God. Let's lift up our voices, brothers and sisters, across the internet, across wherever you are, in this hall, in this place. Let's raise our voices. Let's raise our hands to our God and give Him glory, give Him honor. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's lift Him up. Let's lift Him up in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. So let's declare these words in faith. We are not a people of fear, but we are a people of faith, called by the name of our God. And we are going to sing these words. When we sing, when we speak His word, things start happening. When we start singing His praise, the dead come back to life. That is the power in the word of our God. So right now, let's sing these words and allow the Lord to minister to every one of our hearts right now.
The reign of darkness now has ended. In the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of light, forever under Your dominion.
You're the
king of my life.
You're the king of my life. You're the king of my life.
Let's sing it again. The reign of darkness.
The reign of darkness now has ended.
In the kingdom of light.
In the kingdom of light. In the kingdom of light.
Ooh, forever.
Forever under your dominion.
You're the king of my life.
You're the king of my life. You're the king of my life.
Let's raise our hands and sing it together. You reign above it all.
You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no other name. Jesus, you reign.
Over the universe
and over every heart.
let it arise from our heart. Let the glory of God arise in this place. Let's open our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to rest on every one of us this evening. Already we can sense His power. Already we can sense His move. But right now, let's become a habitation, a place where the Holy Spirit dwells. The address of the Holy Spirit here on earth is our hearts. And right now, because He is doing that, shall we forget about everyone else? Shall we thank the Lord? Shall we thank the Father? Shall we thank the Spirit? Shall we thank Jesus? Let's lift up our voices. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come rest on us, O God.
You're all we want. You're all we want.
For the final. Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come rest.
You're all we want. Sing it out.
You're all we want. You're all we want. So come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you feel me. Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you feel me.
Oh. I know you will feel me. Thank you, Lord. Shall we thank the Lord for everything that He's doing in our midst, for everything that He's doing in our nation, for everything that He's going to do over this weekend? Let's give Him the glory. Let's give Him the praise. It's not by might, not by power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit this evening. Let's lift our voices. Let's lift our hands. Let the glory of God arise. Let the atmosphere of heaven invade our hearts this evening. We want your glory. We want your presence. We want your power, Lord. You're all we want. You're all we want. Hallelujah. Invade our hearts. Invade this place. Hallelujah.
Is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord.
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 Praise the Lord. Shall we give a mighty hand to the Lord? Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we warmly welcome you, brothers and sisters, those of you joining us here live from St. Anthony's, as well as those of you joining us live from Zoom and on YouTube. So my brothers and sisters, do you know how many more days we got for the special day that's coming up? Four? Are you sure? Right. So we have four more days. I hope that you have your calendars marked and your days booked to be here. If you want more power in your life, if you want more anointing, if you want the glory of God to come upon you in a special way, Sunday is the place to be. That's here, St. Anthony's Church Hall, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we have a video to show you about Sunday as well.
Celebrating Pentecost as a community on 12th Sunday. So it will be here through Zoom, through YouTube. We will be having the whole international CRL joining us.
So starting tomorrow, we have a few preparatory programs that will be taking place as well. So actually today will be the first, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday are leading up to Sunday. So we have a couple of, so the preachers of the CRL will be sharing with you from tomorrow onwards to prepare our hearts for Sunday. So it will be from 7 to 8 p.m. on Zoom as well as on YouTube. So my brothers and sisters, please do join us as you prepare your hearts for that special time on Sunday. So we have a few other announcements as well. So those of you joining us online, you can join the prayer room straight after today's meeting. We also have, so last week I announced about the family ministry meeting. Please note that the date has changed. It will no longer be this Saturday, but it will be the following Saturday, the 18th, as announced. So the changes are have been made. So it will be on the 18th from 6 p.m. on Zoom. We'll also be having the kids ministry meeting coming up as well. I believe it's on the 14th. Yeah, 14th, Poya Day. So do save the date. It will be a physical meeting. So it will be taking place here on the 14th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So all kids, please do save the date and do join the kids ministry servers here on the 14th. So today we have a very special young couple from our family ministry who is going to share with us their journey and their miracle and what they have experienced in their lives. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm Chivanta, and this is my wife, Caroline, and our little baby, Kale. So we want to thank and praise God for what he has done in our lives. So in the year 2018, I encountered God. Then after that, I used to make it a habit to go to church every day and sit at the Blessed Sacrament for almost 1 hour. So on one of these particular days, God spoke to me through scripture saying that he will bless me with a child. So I was not married at that time. So in the year 2020, we got married. So 2021, 3 days before our wedding anniversary, we got to know that she has been conceived. But to our knowledge, something was not right. She was not feeling okay. So we consulted a doctor. Then he said everything was okay. But then still, she was not okay. So on that day, I had a prayer meeting to come and play. So while I was on my way to the meeting, I just played to listen to a worship song. So suddenly, the Nehemiah's prayer played. And there's this one part where Tata speaks about a mother who goes through a miscarriage and how she holds on to God and how she get a baby. So this really spoke to me, but I didn't understand at that time. So since she was not okay, the following day we consulted another doctor, and then we found out that it's a miscarriage. We didn't know how to, you know, handle it since it was something new. But then again, it was a Sunday. So I asked her whether it's okay to go for Sunday Mass. She agreed without any hesitation. So after Mass, we were the parish priest, and we told that we went through a miscarriage and that tomorrow is our anniversary, and we asked him to pray over us, and we knelt down. So suddenly while he was praying, he gave a word of knowledge saying that you will become a mother by end of this year. So we knew that it was directly from God himself. So after that, in February this year, our baby was born. So we want to thank and praise God for everything he has done in our lives. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So now we welcome Tata to share today's message with us.
This year to turn this. So we all stand and be in His presence a few moments as we come before the Lord. So before we pray, just to remind you, this testimony of this young couple, how beautiful, how he describes how before the event, God strengthened them. And that's because we are dealing with a living God. And often what we have learned in the journey is that God gives us a strength to deal with the challenges we face. And then He gives a promise, and with the promise He gives a blessing. So that we have to learn how to hold on to Him. That's really the beautiful testimony they are giving. God will find a way to take us through it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So as we come, actually, today is like the first preparation for Sunday. So today is number one. And then tomorrow from 7 to 8 on Zoom. So we will project the Zoom numbers so that you can seat 7 to 8. And then Friday again 7 to 8. Saturday again. And Sunday we come together starting here. 10 o'clock in the morning. We have mass, we have lunch, and we have 3 o'clock, we have the international joining us. So that CRL worldwide comes together at 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the evening. And in the morning we have Bishop Raymond Vikramasinghe, who is really in charge of us from the Bishop's Conference, speaking to us. And in the afternoon, we have Bishop Christopher Prowse, Archbishop Christopher Prowse of Canberra and Goulburn, who is the patron of the CRL in Australia, talking to us. And at the end, we have a great prayer for renewal of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So only the Holy Spirit can do that. We can't do it, only He can. So we are opening ourselves from morning to evening, and we'd like to invite you. So we were discussing it yesterday, and I thought I'd just give you a short word before we say the prayer. And actually, yesterday's reading was Elijah being told to go to a widow in the time of famine. So what was Elijah's problem? No petrol, no diesel, and no isn't it? And no milk powder, and no. And when he went and met the widow, what he said was, "You give me what you have got." He said, "You know, I have only this piece of little flour. I'm going to eat it, drink some water, and die here." He said, "No, you give it to me." So in other words, he says, "If you're having a little diesel and a little petrol," he says, "you come here, you know." so that divine providence can deal with the rest of your life. Because that's what happened to the widow. The scripture says that till the famine was over, their flour or their water never ended. Praise the Lord. So we are going to ask the Lord to bring us all together and let the anointing overflow into the nation in a powerful way, and shift what's happening among us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So shall we just lift our hands and voices and thank the Lord for what He's going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Praise You, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for Your blessing. We worship You. We bless You. We honor You. We glorify You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You're the God of the impossible, and we worship You. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Please be seated. So today, you know that the main theme is, I will give you a new heart and I will put my spirit in you. That's the theme for Sunday. I will give you a new heart and I will put my spirit within you. That's the theme. So leading up to that theme, today, the theme is when the Spirit comes. What's the theme? When the Spirit comes. Shall we say it again? Yeah, what will happen when the Spirit comes? So we're going to build this anticipation in these 4 days. So, John chapter 16, verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7. Now, these are the words of Jesus himself. You can read it after me. But I tell you the truth. Scripture scholars on the Gospel of John tell you that when Jesus says, I tell you the truth, in the old versions of the Bible, truly, truly, I tell you, it says, that means in modern terms, it says, shut up and listen. That's the meaning of it. Don't be smart. Don't try to say what you think. Just listen. That's what it means by truly, truly I tell you. But I tell you the truth. You can repeat that. It is for your good that I am going away. The disciples were sad. Jesus said that in a few days you won't see me anymore. And then now he's explaining, it is for your good that I'm going away. You know, that's a funny, funny kind of thing, isn't it? Unless, why does he say it's for your good that I go away? You know that some people say it that way also, no? When somebody dies and you have no explanation. Maybe that it was for the best that he died. after all, it's something worse could have happened. And we console ourselves, isn't it? So is Jesus just saying because he has to die, you know, it's for your good. So after all, something good will happen out of it, you know. No, then he explains why. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. In other words, he's saying, it's better for the counselor to come than for me to remain with you. Are you following what has been said? It's better for the counselor to come than for me to remain with you. So if you ask the question, why did he say that? I'm thinking, Jesus of Nazareth limited himself to humanity. That's how he became man. Humanity. So therefore, he could be with one person at one time. He couldn't be with everybody all the time. I think you understand that. No. When he was in Nazareth, he couldn't be in Jerusalem. When he was in Jerusalem, he couldn't be in Bethlehem. Why is that? He could be only one place at one time. When he was with Peter, he couldn't be with James. When he was with the Blessed Mother, he couldn't be with somebody else. And even if he was with them, it was always with somebody. But he's saying when the advocate comes, something is going to happen. This advocate, we know who he is. Who is that? It's the Holy Spirit. And who is the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of Jesus himself. And when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus comes, there are several advantages. Number one, he can be with everybody at the same time. Now, Jesus of Nazareth couldn't be with everybody at the same time. And he could be with everybody at the same time. Not only everybody at the same time. He could be with everybody every time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now are you following why Jesus said? What did Jesus say? It's better for you that I go. Because by the power of his Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of Jesus, he could be with everybody all the time. Every time. But not only that. He could not just only be with them. He could also be inside of them. So we are in the blessed stage. In actual fact. Because even the apostles, they were associating Jesus, but nothing significant happened with them till this experience of the Holy Spirit coming. It is then, when the Holy Spirit came, it is then that all these shifts and changes took place. So the good news I'm telling you tonight, what is that? We are living in the age of great blessing. Because Jesus, by the power of his Holy Spirit, is actually coming to be closer to us than he was to anybody when he was Jesus of Nazareth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when the Holy Spirit comes, what will happen? Jesus will become closer to us than ever before. He will be with us all the time, everywhere. But not only that, he will also be so close to us, we'll be connected. So, I saw this dialogue, you know, I want to be close to you, you know. A boy and a girl before they got married, you know. I want to be close to you. How close? I want to get into your skin. Late only they jump out of the skin. But get into your skin. Why is that? The need to be so intimate. But here it is. It's better for you that I go. Why is it better? Because I'm going to be with you in a deeper, more powerful way through the power of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We all know this because we were baptized in the Holy Spirit. But maybe we lose it. We lose our way, we forget it, isn't it? We become derailed, isn't it? And we get lost in our pathways. And that's why on Saturday we are renewing this promise in our life. The Lord who is coming in the deepest ways. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Clear? Number one. When he comes, number two, what will he do? The next verse shows us what he will do next when he comes. So, if you look at the next verse, when he comes. When he comes, you can repeat that. He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. So the Holy Spirit will teach us three things. What are the three things? It's very simple here. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. So I'm not going to go into righteousness and judgment because we have to limit ourselves to the topic. So I'm going to talk to you tonight about sin. Now, when the Holy Spirit comes, he says it's better for you because I'm going to live inside you. I'm going to be with you. And then number two, he says, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you about sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So normally when we talk about sin, we all know about sin, isn't it? The Ten Commandments tell us about sin. The laws of the land tell us about sin. There is moral laws, ethics, isn't it? A lot of do's and don'ts, you know. Even about marriages, we know about sin, adultery, wrong relationship, sin, selfishness, sinfulness, sin. But do you know, all that description of sin is already given in the Old Testament. The Old Testament has already explained what is sin and what is not sin. What we should be doing and what we should not be doing. But Jesus is saying, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will show us a new thing about sin. The Holy Spirit will show us that one thing. What is that? That's what I would like to talk to you about tonight. And verse 9, Jesus Himself explains it. What the Holy Spirit will reveal about sin. When you become renewed, it will reveal about sin. Verse 9 explains that. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now there's a new definition of sin. What is that? Those who don't believe in Jesus. Now in the Old Testament, sin is to break the commandments of God. The Ten Commandments is there. Actually, the Jews had built so many other commandments around the Ten Commandments. You know. So many. There were hundreds of laws that you had to keep. And if you break them, sin. But now, Jesus in the New Testament is saying, there is a new understanding of sin that the Holy Spirit will show you. What is that? It is not to believe in Jesus. Now, if you look at this on the surface, it looks a very simple thing. Why is that? There are almost 2 billion people in this world today who believe in Jesus. So then are they all free of sin? Now, that's the question. All these 2 billion people, are they right now? No, my brother, my sister. There is something deeper about this. Actually, Jesus, to believe in Jesus is to believe what he has told us, isn't it? That's why he said, all those who believe will have to, John 8:31 says, all who believe, although if you are my disciple, you will make my word your home, you will believe in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So therefore, how do we believe in Jesus? We believe in his words. Now I want to tell you something that we need to follow carefully. Now you take the Bible and you read the words of Jesus. Is it guaranteed that when you read the Bible, you will come to know the truths of Jesus? Not so. There's a problem there. I experienced it firsthand in my lifetime. Actually, in the very first job I did, I was working in the CTB. You know, I was in this office, and in my free time, I used to read the Bible, you know. So there was this person who was also in my office. Actually, the CTB had a strange system then. I don't know if they have it still, but they used to have it there. Then when there were people who were full-time unionists. What do you mean by a full-time unionist? Their job is to, now a worker gets into a trouble and there's an inquiry. These people represent that worker if they have their union, and they go and fight their case. So though they were not lawyers, they were well trained in arguing a case. So they were not given any other job. They were released full time to go to these inquiries and fight for the union people. That was like a system inside CTV. So this guy was one of them. So when he was not going for a case, he used to sit in the office and do nothing. You know, that was his, that's the government system, you know. So he used to tell me, can I read the Bible, you know? Can I read the Bible? Because I'm not doing, you are reading the Bible. Can I? So I gave it to him hoping that he will really be inspired. But you know, when he started reading the Bible, he started picking holes in this thing. Why is this? You know, y'all, this is a strange kind of story. No, I asked, what's the problem? That David, he said, look at this. No, when he's an old man, he's keeping a young girl. I never thought about it. And then suddenly I realized, this guy's brain has been trained to pick holes in anything. And when he's reading the scripture, he's seeing problems, not hearing the voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And even in our own homes, I don't know about you, but in our home, my mother was a reader. She had a lot of books. We had a Bible. But the Bible is the only book that no one took out. Because it was kept safe, you know, because no one would understand, because just reading the word won't do. We need the Holy Spirit to hear what Jesus says. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he will make us hear what Jesus is saying. That's an amazing thing to start hearing his voice. It's an amazing gift. And it's in the scriptures. Ephesians 6 verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation. So we'll keep it out to the side. The helmet of salvation, and we won't explain it because we need to go to our point. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Can you see now what, when the Holy Spirit comes, how will he reveal the words of Jesus? By using the word like a sword. What will he do? He'll pierce our hearts. And we'll start hearing the voice of Jesus once again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, all of us have such experiences, isn't it? We have heard his voice. Through the scripture, he has spoken to us. When I share my testimony, I share how that nun gave me a present of a Bible, and like a good Catholic, you know, I hadn't opened the Bible yet, you know, and I just opened it. It fell to Ephesians 5:18, do not be drunk with the spirit of wine, but rather be filled with the spirit of God. You know, that's my conversion point. What did the Holy Spirit do? Took the word and used it like a sword and pierced the heart and reveal the voice of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need that in our life. Not just meditations. Not just reflections. Not just understanding. That's not enough. Because we can have all the understanding, meditation, and fall apart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need the Word of God. The Holy Spirit using it like a sword. Clear what I'm saying? Okay. So when the sword is used, what happens? When the Holy Spirit comes, I'm going on the same theme, Masareem. When the Holy Spirit comes, when the Holy Spirit uses the sword, what happens? Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12 happens. See that? See how the word thing moves, you know. For the word of God is living and active. Can you see that? Living and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. We say it again. Sharper than any double-edged sword. Can you see that? What does a double-edged sword do? It cuts both ways. Actually, many people, when they want to fall asleep, they read the Bible. It's like a sleeping tablet. Why is that? Because it, then the, when the Holy Spirit is not using it like a sword, it's a boring thing. No wonder people don't read. No wonder, you know, they don't meditate. But when the Holy Spirit moves on the word, it becomes a double-edged sword. And look at this here. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you are writing down, you can use these two words, soul and spirit. As I understand it, I'm explaining to you tonight. Soul, in this context, you know, we are spirit, soul and body. In this biblical context, spirit is the divine, soul is the natural, and the body is the thing of the earth. You know, so over history, in the history of the church, we have started using the word soul for the spirit also. That's why there is a confusion in many people. So they have later divided the soul into two parts. The two parts is the upper part of the soul, which is the heavenly nature, and the lower part of the soul, which is the human nature. You know, that's how the church has evolved its teaching over the centuries. But never mind all that. It's very simple to explain it this way. Spirit, soul and body. So the soul means the natural way, natural thing. The spirit means the divine thing. So what happens when the Holy Spirit uses the word of God as a sword? What happens is, it exposes, number one, our natural brokenness and sinfulness. It convicts us. That's what the sword will do. The very word, the very sword, the Holy Spirit will take it and pierce our hearts. We are smashed. Suddenly we realized what I thought was my good point is actually my weak point. What I thought was my glory is actually my shame. Because I've been projecting my ego. You know, what I thought was my capacity was actually my obstacle. Because suddenly he exposes what sin is. Can you understand now what sin is? It said here. What did it say? He will show you what sin is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if you don't have that, all you'll have is an Old Testament experience. And in the Old Testament experience, if not for a few prophets, everyone, Jesus attacked them and said, you are doing religion, but you're actually doing self-righteousness. Whom did he attack? The most religious people of his time. The Pharisees, who lived religion as a lifestyle. The scribes, who by-hearted the entire Old Testament. You know, the Sadducees, who took the whole way of life from God. They are the ones he attacked. Because he said, you have not seen the sin hidden inside. That's why he called the Pharisees. What did he call them? Whitewash sepulchres. Why did he say that? Because they didn't have the Holy Spirit's power to see the sin that was hidden inside. And if you move away from the Spirit, the same thing happens to us. So we are going through the religious system, we are saying our prayers, we are doing everything, but we don't see this thing that's hidden inside us. And when the Spirit comes, a renewal will always come with repentance. That's always. A renewal always comes with repentance. Not with the boasting of what we can do. Not with the confidence in our own strength. Are you following what I'm saying? But simultaneously, the other edge of the sword, while he reveals the lie and the sin, actually, sin is a lie. You believe a lie, that's a sin. You believe a lie, that's a sin. In actual fact, it's very simple. You know, if you if you believe a lie, if you believe the lie that love from another person is going to fulfill you, which is a lie, you know, it will turn out to be a sin. Why is that? In the end, it will harm you. Because no other human being can meet your innermost need. If you believe the lie that you can find security in the money you have in the bank, other than Jesus, if you believe in a lie, soon you're going to have sleepless nights, nightmares, insecurities, fears. Why? Because something other than Jesus has become the foundation without our knowledge. Can you see? When the Holy Spirit comes, He pierces the heart and reveals this lie. But He doesn't stop there. Immediately He reveals the truth. Jesus is enough for you. Jesus is enough for me. His love is enough. I can walk through the desolation of rejection. His love is enough. I can be plunged into insecurity. His security is enough. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is revealing the all-sufficiency of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So here, what does the Spirit do? When the Spirit comes, He will reveal to us what sin is. And we want it in this day and age. We want it in our personal lives. But simultaneously, He will reveal the truth. So what we are going to do in the coming days, when the lie is exposed, we are not going to die. We are going to offer it to Jesus. And then, instead of that lie, we are going to embrace, allow this truth to fill our hearts. We are renewed by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 That's what we are preparing for. When the Spirit comes, He will reveal what sin is. Isn't that beautiful? And He will reveal what sin is. And at the same time, that two-edged sword will reveal the truth. And the moment you let go of this and convert, you have found the full life of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want to talk to you about two lies today. Not L-I-C lies, but okay, two lies. So, and so, Dr. Sajivan, who works with us, you know, he coordinates Vaunia and Jaffna as well, he does. So we were there last weekend doing the Pentecost night vigil. So I met his mother, you know, and the mother was talking to me. She's a sharp mind, old but sharp mind. And she was telling me, you know, I like your sermons, you know. I said, okay, what part do you like? The jokes. at least someone likes them, you know. Okay, so what is the lie? You can write down the lie, because you can pray with these lies and shift it. The lie is the first lie. I am thinking, I'm a victim of chance. Now, every one of us falls into this sin. A lie. What's the lie? That I am a victim of chance. What does that mean? Don't know what will happen tomorrow. That means I'm out of control. Circumstances rule me. I don't know, I'll step out of this gate and a car will crash into me and I will die. Oh God, can't get on the road then. Isn't it? Because it's out of control. Don't know what will happen in 3 months. No rice, no parippu. What can we do? Oh God, can't sleep now. Because we can't, we have to look after ourselves. It's out of control. Actually, this is the lie that is dominating us all today. It's out of control. And isn't that why people are angry? Have you seen out of control? People who are mild-mannered, nice, no, they have got into the queues and they have become demons. Aggressive, reactive. Can you see how? Because there's a lie that tells us things are out of control. And when we live in society, when we are listening to the news, when we are reading the papers, when we are talking to friends, we are communicating to each other, it's out of control. I told you the two-edged sword. One side is the human nature. And at the human level, it's true. So many people think life is like a leaf being taken in the current of water. Have you seen? When a leaf flows in the current of water, first one thread of current takes it, then it rolls, then another current comes and takes it, then it goes that way, then it goes another way, and then finally it goes pushed into a puddle where the current is not touching them. Then what happens? Palveno. Many people are living palvecha lives. No tomorrow, no today, no nothing, just hanging around. Because they have been shifted out by the current. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you believing this lie? It's good to ask the question as we prepare for Pentecost. Like the bottle thrown into the sea, bobbing along by the currents, don't know where my life will end. At the human level, spirit and soul. At the human level, it's true for many people. That's why there's tension, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's internal struggle in the human heart. But when the Holy Spirit comes, He will lead us to the truths of God's word. And if you repent of this lie and you embrace the truth, everything changes. And the truth tonight I want to offer you. God has a purpose and a set plan for you. It just won't work. It just won't work. God has a plan and you do whatever you want, nothing will happen. God has a set purpose and a plan. How do you know? Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 5, beautifully given to us. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That is before the scans came. God knew you before you were formed in the womb. I knew you. I saw you. I were in my heart. That's why I say you were in God's heart. Before you were born, I set you apart. My brother, my sister, if you are here on earth, God has a mission for you. That's the good news I want to offer you. And even in the middle of the greatest struggles, if you surrender to that mission of God, everything else will be provided. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, so that's our security. Am I today surrendered to His plan? Because He's God, you know what He can do? Even if we have messed it up all these days, He can still fix it. Actually, a guy I know who walked away from his marriage and his son and lived 20 years by himself doing all kinds of things. Then he met the Lord, came under the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And by divine appointment, he met his wife again. Remarried. And who walked the wife down the aisle, his own son. You know? And they were sharing with me, it's as if the 20 years never happened. He said, God healed our woundedness. So the moment you surrender to God's plan, He has a way of bringing the original plan into that place. This is God's truth. It's not about what others can do for you and what place we need to go to and how we can run the show. It's all about surrendering. Because when you were born, before you were born, He had set the plan. For Jeremiah, the plan was clear. What was it? I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. That was his job. And when Jeremiah didn't want to do it, he was pushed. That's why he said, when I start, you know, he said, it's better for me that I didn't was not born, he said. I want to shut my mouth and wait, and it's like a fire inside me. And he said, when I open my mouth, I'm howling. And when I'm howling, people are all against me. He said, why on earth did you do this? He said. Then he curses the man who went and told his father that he was born. The Bible is a funny book, you know. It's an amazing thing. You'll all find it in the book of Jeremiah. Why is that? Because God had a purpose for him. And if you fall away from that purpose, you can do your best. You can somersault. You can run. You can do anything. You'll never be fulfilled. You'll never be satisfied. You are running away from God's call in your heart. And I know something about it because we went through that in our own lives. And rediscovered the surrender part. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? See how beautiful. So what's the lie? What's the lie? The lie is things are out of control. What's the truth that you need to replace it with? God has a purpose and a plan for my life. And when I surrender to it now, from now to the rest of my life, He'll find a way to lead it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's security. That's freedom. That's divine love in your heart. Is it okay? Are you following what I'm saying? Line number two. I have no power to change. You know, and the power to change means power not only to change myself, but to change things around me. I have no power. Actually, that's called the victim mentality. And it is very oppressive to live that way. I have no power. Everything overwhelms me. So how do we think in that dimension? We think easily, my problem is too big. Not even God can solve it. I don't know about you, but I also feel like that. If I don't pray for 2 days, I feel like that. And by the third day, I'm seeking God with my whole heart. Oh God, you know, otherwise everything will fall apart inside. What a lie. It captures us. Because that's how the whole world sees itself. The problem is too big. Then those who are addicted, my addiction is too big. I'll never come out of it. My addiction is too big. Those who are oppressed by somebody else, my enemy is too big. You don't know. The enemy is fighting me, is all powerful. The enemy is too big. My brokenness is too big. You know, all of us have broken nature, you know. We fall apart, we lose way, we lose our way, you know, we behave badly, you know, something, some little trigger comes, and in normal circumstances, we begin to behave abnormally, you know. Others are shocked. That's that holy man. Something snaps. brokenness. That's called brokenness. And sometimes we become discouraged. You know, we'll never come out of it. It's too big for me. My sin is too big. Can you see how the lie captures our hearts? When the Holy Spirit comes, He will reveal the truth. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And then one of the biggest lies. And that, I think, dominates us. I don't know about you, but me, finding it coming from my childhood. What is that? I must find a way to change. Change within myself, I must find a way. And I must find a way to change others also. So I'm trying to control the whole world. No wonder stress, anxiety, and even my best friends become my enemies. Because I'm trying to find, I'm going on a massive guilt trip. I can't change, I can't change, I can't change. I should be changing on one hand. And because I think I must change, I'm also convinced others also must change. So therefore, not only am I intolerant about my own self, I become intolerant of everybody else. Ah, you all are the ones who spoke about peace, love and joy. We want peace, love and joy. We want to rediscover if we have drifted from the track and a lie has consumed us. We return. Are you following what I'm saying? I think you'll understand, isn't it? That's the lie. Can the Holy Spirit come? See, you know, every lie is a sin. You know, that's what you mean by sin. You are thinking that something is true, which is not true. And that will make you fall. That's sin. And then I told you the two-edged sword. On one hand is the sin revealed. On the other hand is the truth. And here's the truth. His grace is sufficient for me. It's like cool water. His grace is sufficient for me. Relax. That's what I hear when I read that. Relax. God has a way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that's what we want poured down upon us at Pentecost. His grace is sufficient for me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Beautifully given to us. 2 Corinthians 12:9. St. Paul is complaining about his weaknesses. And then he says, this is what Jesus told him. These are the words of, not Paul. These are the words of Jesus spoken to Paul. Very different. Look at the words. But he said to me, who said to him? Jesus. And remember that before any gospels were written, St. Paul had written this. So St. Paul is the first writer of the New Testament. He's writing this. But he said to me, you can repeat it. My grace is sufficient for you. Can you say it again? Can you say it again? Can you hear Jesus saying, my grace is sufficient for you. Isn't that good news? Then he goes on. My power is made perfect in weakness. Wow. My power, say it again, is made perfect in weakness. Shall we say it again? Can you see this? God in Jesus is calling us to perfection. Calling us to transformation. Calling us to a new life beyond our broken nature. But It's coming to us through the gift of grace. I think all of us agree with this, 100%. But the problem is, how do you experience it? That's what we have been grappling with for years. Because on one hand we believe this, on the other hand we think we have to do it. On the one hand we know God has to do it, but on the other hand we won't allow Him to do it because we are doing it. This thing is going on, you know. And tonight I want to finish with these beautiful words. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Sword of the Spirit, the word of God, revealing the answer. These are beautiful words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I'm going to explain this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart means don't trust your own judgment. That's what it means. Don't select the words to believe from Jesus. Don't trust in your own judgment. Then, with all your heart means, trust what He says with your whole heart. Conversion can see that. How do weak people find grace? When you stop believing in your own understanding. You stop believing in your own judgment. And what do? You repent. That's your sin. The limited understanding which we have thought is eternal. That's my sin. I leave it behind. And what do? I convert to the revelation of God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's when the Holy Spirit starts moving. In the weak people. In the broken people. We are no longer believing our lies. We're believing the revealed truth. And look at the rest of the verse. And lean not on your own understanding. And that's why the person who thinks that they know it will never get it. The person who thinks they have it will never have it. Why is that? Because you are trusting in a limited human understanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Because when you are weak, you have become vulnerable. You are no longer trusting yourself. You are no longer, you know, you thought you were confident. You thought you were fine. You thought you had all the answers. Now you fall apart because all your answers are being shattered. You think something has gone horribly wrong. But in actual fact, God is preparing you for the next anointing. Where the devil couldn't stand it. He plunged us into darkness. So we just pray sometime to the Lord till the lights come. The lights have come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it's taking time. I'll just continue. I'm sure you can hear my voice. And verse 6 says, you can repeat after me. In all your ways, submit to Him. Only the weak can do that. Yeah. Why? Because when we don't trust ourselves, when we know it's all messed up, we can surrender to the Lord. You show me the way. You teach me the way. I'll surrender to you. Otherwise, with all our knowledge and understanding, we analyze, we criticize, we judge, we react, but we are caught at the human level. In all your ways, submit to Him. Isn't that beautiful? And look at the rest of the verse. You can repeat the rest of the verse. And He will make your paths straight. Isn't that beautiful? Have you gone off the path? Is the path crooked? Is the way gone? He will make your path straight. You are not going to make your path straight and try to be the best you can for God. He who submit to Him, He will make your path straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Looks like the generator is in his death throes. Huh? Yes. And yes. And I think that that's true. Lights are available. Okay. Okay, okay. Petrol is available. Yes. Okay, we'll share Jerem's testimony for that till we start the prayer. Actually, a confirmation of this is given by one of our boys who went with us to Vaunia. And when we were talking, he was sharing how he came to the journey with us. Jerem, I knew him in the earlier, in the Pubudua, in the renewal. He was actually a youth in that program. And then he says how he got a job in Saudi Arabia. When he put the TV on and to watch while eating, the TV program fell to a praise and worship service. And somebody was leading a worship session. And suddenly, the power of God's word flooded into his heart. He got so deeply challenged, the two-edged sword. One hand, he was convicted of his sinfulness. The very same sword, on the other hand, what did it do? It shared God's love with him. Immediately, he says, he was taken out of pornography, liberated, and he realized he was delivered by the grace of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is enough. Can you see how it worked? And he says he came back to Sri Lanka. He came to our meetings. And then he explains how during the lockdown, COVID, again he was locked in a room by himself. He says, this time it was so different. Early morning he joined the morning prayer. In the evening he joined the evening prayer. Then he will go to the internet and go to a place where there is adoration, and I will join the adoration. Then he will follow the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, you know, the interior castle in audio. And when he is doing that, he says, every day of his living inside the house made him grow holier and holier and holier. Can you see the difference? Earlier, it drew him into sin and made him an addict and destroyed him. But when the Holy Spirit came, not only did he liberate him, the very same circumstances made him holier than ever before. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. So, let's believe now we are in Jesus' time. No electricity, no microphones, but we can just worship together. So we all stand and be in his worship. You know, because Jesus didn't have electricity, he didn't have microphone, and neither did the apostles, and they spread it across the earth. Isn't it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we build a throne of praise and worship? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worship your Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come, one day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
One day.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains.
come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to
let us place at his feet the lie that we are carrying inside of us. First of all, the lie that things are out of control. It is true for others, but not for us. It is only a lie, because there's a greater truth revealed in the scriptures. When Jeremiah, through the prophet Jeremiah, it is revealed, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you and appointed you for a task here on earth. Jeremiah was told later in the chapters, when the enemy was coming close, Jeremiah was told, you will be protected because you have a mission on my behalf, and was led through the very fire of that problem. And the same truth is real for each and every one of us. Surrendered into the hands of God, God's plan is working in the midst of turmoil. You can choose to believe that things are out of control, or you can choose to believe that his plan for your life, that had started before you were formed, will continue in your life through these troubled times. Troubled times materially, troubled times in relationships, troubled times in brokenness. You can repeat after me. Abba Father, I confess the sin hidden in my heart. I have begun to think like others in the world, that things are out of control, and that lie has bred so much of disturbance in my own heart. Fear, insecurity, tension, anger, reaction, selfishness. Lord Jesus, I repent of this lie and I cast it out in your name. I cast it out from my life right now, and I invite you, wash me in your precious blood and cleanse me from this lie. Lord Jesus, I choose to believe the truth that has been brought to me by the Holy Spirit from your heart. that you have known me before I was formed in my mother's womb, and you have sent me to this world for this time with a purpose, with a blessing for myself and for the world. Lord Jesus, I choose to believe that your purpose is at work in my life right now, working through challenges, working through the struggles, working through sinfulness, working through the shame of problems. Lord Jesus, I embrace the truth. You are leading me through it, meeting my needs, blessing me, and blessing the whole world around me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord?
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, worship you, Father. We're going to allow the second truth to fill our hearts. We have believed over time that our weaknesses and our brokenness hinder us from the plan of God. We have believed over time that the change, that the shift to holiness, that the commitment to God lies with my willpower, with my decision, with my strength. And we have come to believe in the accusations of the accuser, the liar who has come with those lies to accuse us and say, you have failed, you have no answer, you never be able to fulfill God's commands in your life. And we have been defeated and we have lost the truth that God's grace is sufficient. We have lost the truth that when we are weak and dependent on Him, He will make us complete. We have forgotten the words of St. Paul. He said, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. We have forgotten and we have got trapped in a lie. You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess the sin the Holy Spirit is showing me tonight. Lord Jesus, I was trapped in my own understanding that I will never change, that I'm too weak, that I can never overcome my brokenness, my addiction, my weakness, and that I'm accused by God, that God is judging me and He's accusing me and He's demanding, I will love you if you change. I will accept you when you become holy. Lord Jesus, I choose to believe right now in the revelation of the Spirit that this is all an accusation, a lie of Satan. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I cast you out from my heart in the name of Jesus. And I invite you, Lord Jesus, wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I embrace the truth that the Holy Spirit is bringing me this evening, that into my weakness is coming your strength. Your grace is sufficient. Lord Jesus, when I recognize my powerlessness, my helplessness, my brokenness, and when I come to you and fall at your feet and embrace you, you will embrace me. You are the vine. I am the branch. Your life, your nature, your goodness, your grace, your holiness is flowing from your heart into my heart, into my mind, into my body. And I am being transformed. A miracle is taking place. Supernatural life is happening inside me. We thank you for that miracle. With every failure, we return to you, Lord. With every awareness of brokenness, we return to you, Lord. With every sin, we return to you, Lord. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, we return to you, Lord. Through the Eucharist, we return to you, Lord. And your nature will make us complete. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Just thank the Lord for that. Just praise the Lord for that. Just possess his heart for that. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now for all who are participating in this meeting live here on the internet through Zoom and YouTube, and those who would join us in the future. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cast out and rebuke the lies that have bound our hearts for so many years. We cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast out the lie that things are out of control. We cast out the lie that we are too weak to ever change. We cast out the lie that we have to change by our own strength. We cast it out in the name of Jesus from every single person who is joining in the meeting tonight and in the future. And right now, Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to release the truth into every one of our hearts right now. The truth that grace is enough. The truth that you have a plan even for the worst person in the world. The truth that when we are connected to you, holiness, grace, fulfillment will flow through our lives. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord says, I'm doing a new thing inside you. But it's not a new thing that is happening outside. It's happening inside. I'm bringing the eternal truths into your heart and making it so real, so new, that it will transform you and transform the world around you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory Hallelujah. To your name. Praise you, Father.
Lord is showing me a person who's worried about a court case regarding a house. This person is thinking that he will lose the case and give up the house. Lord says, I am with you. Do not be afraid. I will take you through all the barriers. In
Thank
your
you,
life.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Lord is showing me two people who worried about the jobs, losing the job. Lord says, look at your past and see, I have looked after you all these years. Your future is in my hands. Do not be afraid, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship you, Father.
The Lord is speaking to an artist, some kind of a designer. This person is going through severe depression, thinking that this person is a failure. But the Lord says, my dear child, it is I who created you and it is I who gave you your talents. Just trust in me and allow me to use you mightily in my kingdom, says the
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your Father.
The Lord is speaking to a person who is having lung cancer, and this person has been holding on to the Lord. And the Lord says, tonight, as a mark of my love, I have touched and healed you. Your faith has healed you. And the doctors will confirm this healing, says the
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord is speaking to someone who has a breathing problem, and this person is scared to fall asleep. It has become like a phobia. The Lord is saying today, I'm taking away that fear from you completely and also healing you from your breathing problem.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory
Hallelujah.
To you.
The Lord is also speaking to someone who has been out of her job for over a year. The Lord says, do not lose hope. Trust in me. And within a few weeks, you will find employment.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to a person who's really having a severe chest pain, thinking this is a heart attack this person is coming into. And the Lord assures you, no, my son, there is not, it's not a heart attack, but just trust me, I will take you through this. It's an invitation for you to trust in me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your Father.
The Lord, through a vision of a blazing sword that's really being held in a hand, and I believe the Lord is saying, today, all of you who have accepted this word that has been given, that these promises, that they will become true in your life because my word is true.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Worship your Father.
There is a person who has got got diverticulosis, and you have been asked to go through surgery. The Lord is saying, I'm healing you right now.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Father.
Hallelujah. There's a person who has gone into family dispute, and you're completely depressed for the last 2 weeks. The Lord says, in 3 days' time, I'm going to heal the family. Says
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord is speaking to a person who is grieving the loss of a loved one, and this person is feeling very lonely and going through a lot of turmoil. I will meet all your needs. Trust me, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you.
The Lord is also speaking to a person who has taken a lease and is unable to pay, and the company is going to seize back the vehicle. The Lord says, wait on me. I will meet all your needs. I will find a way in 3 days. And the Lord also gives a confirmation that one of the names of this person starts with the letter L, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your Father. Shall we all stand and be in His presence tonight? So we thank the Lord for His love, for His word, for His touch in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Just to remind those who are leaving the meeting, 12th is the day, 10 o'clock in the morning to 5:30 in the evening, and also tomorrow, day after, and the day after, on from 7 to 8 on Zoom, we join in the preparations. Today we started and we completed on Sunday as we join us. Thank you. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To you.
Hallelujah.
Worship
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, pour out your spirit on all the peoples of the earth. Let your sons and daughters speak your words of prophecy.
There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And everyone who calls on Jesus, pour out your spirit on all the nations of the world. Let them see your glory. Let them fall in reverent awe. Show
bless you, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. One more announcement. On Saturday evening from 5 to 6, we have a Jericho March here in this hall to pray in a very special way for Sunday. So all are welcome. Please do join us here Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the prayer rooms. And those who are here to receive prayers, we kindly request you to switch on your camera